on the WFMD Morning News Express from Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD.
All that news can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Craig Swatek.
Hello, everyone.
The sports guru, one of the many sports gurus.
Hey.
I was the sports guru, now I'm one of many.
I feel like I've lost status this week.
Bill Cawley, you got a lot of grizzled old veterans. You're really not a grizzled old veteran yet, are you?
Not quite, but right, I was the sports guru, now I'm one of many.
I was just trying to honor the people. Maybe next week
he could have one of the other gurus on then.
None of those are willing to get up and come into the station.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm
the sucker that comes in every week.
All right, so there is a lot to get to.
Yeah.
Let's start with high school football. That took, you know, 3 days to get played because of all the
Tuscarora, yeah.
Yeah, all the rain that we had.
Yeah, I mean,
lightning and thunder. And
it's funny because we had this great weather week last week. I mean, it was hot last week, but otherwise it was a really nice weather week last week, sunny. I leave for the Tuscarora-Milford Mill game, and all of a sudden there's this huge dark cloud hanging overhead. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, boy, that's interesting. So at about 10 minutes before 7, it starts spitting rain a little bit. I'm like, oh, this could get interesting. The band's on the field. There's some kids on the field running around. They were going to have a nice little opening week presentation. Right before 7 o'clock, the sky is absolutely open, and it starts pouring rain. People are in the stands, and they don't have their umbrellas. They don't have their ponchos. I mean, they're not ready for the downpour that we got. They start the game in this pouring rain. Neither team could even grip the ball. I mean, there's like six fumbles combined in like the first 5 minutes of the game. Tuscarora falls on a fumble in the end zone for their first and what turned out to be their only touchdown. And then the lightning comes, so they have to clear the stadium and at the end of the first quarter, and they have to postpone the game to Saturday. Milford Mill couldn't get a bus out here until Saturday evening. That they get the first half in Saturday evening. Here comes a storm during halftime. They have to push back the game. Again, at that point, I thought the game was just going to be canceled because I didn't think Milford Mill, a Baltimore school, was going to make three trips out to Frederick County. But the game was pushed back to 11 a.m. yesterday. It resumed. Milford Mill went ahead, and they hung on for a 20-14 win in a wild game against Tuscarora, which was Tuscarora is one of the better teams in Frederick County. Milford Mill's the 3A state finalist, so that was one of the best games on the schedule for week one, and it took 3 days to finish.
Yeah, but it was also, you know, the same problem, not 3 day debacle, but I think there was only one game that really got completed, and that was the Catoctin game, right?
Catoctin on Friday, yeah. Thurmont is far enough north that they avoided the storms that were rolling through the lower part of the county. So Catoctin got in Friday, so they're on schedule. I mean that could be an advantage for them. Everyone else had lost at least a day. I mean, most games were completed on Saturday. Overall, it was a pretty good week for the county. I mean, eight wins.
Yeah.
Eight wins in 11 games. The MSD game was canceled due to storms on Thursday night, so that would have likely been a ninth win. So a really good week for Frederick County football despite all the weather mishaps.
Yeah, so you went to the big game. I mean, what other teams impressed you?
Leganor had a great win, but you would expect that. I mean, Oakdale's in an interesting situation because they got underway. They scored 19 points in the first 5 minutes of their game against Digital Harbor, but then storms postponed that game on Friday, and I don't even think they got started on Friday. Saturday they got started again. They played 5 minutes. Oakdale went up 19-0, and then the storms came in, and then Digital Harbor said, you know what, this is not going to be our game. You guys win. Oakdale's week two opponent, Bladensburg, has just recently folded their football team.
Mm.
So Oakdale's going to be in week three of the season, having played about 5 minutes.
Wow.
We were talking before the before we came on. On one hand, it's good because you're fresh and no one's hurt yet. On the other hand, you haven't really played at all,
right.
and here you are in week three of the season. Leganor's coming up in just a week or two. So Oakdale's in a really interesting situation right now.
Yeah. I saw, and I posted this on my Facebook page because I thought it was a really classy move. The Maryland Terrapins come out
with Jordan McNair's jersey.
Jordan McNair jersey. They had the flag with his number on it. Then their first offensive series. They come out with an empty man there, take a delay of game penalty, and Texas, you know, waves it off because they said, hey, we know what's going on here. And I thought that was a really classy move the Longhorns.
It's not going to erase all the negative stuff that's taken place into this point in the ongoing investigation. I mean, not it doesn't change
right.
what ultimately happened.
But the young men and the team itself has got to try to get through all
they're
this
doing,
and play football.
They're doing the best they can.
Right.
I mean, that could definitely be said. It was a classy gesture. They're trying to make the
right.
best of a horrible situation.
Right.
And that's really, like you say, all they could do.
Yeah. And I think that, you know what? Nobody expected them to win against Texas.
I'm not sure.
I'm thinking that I looked at the Greg Swiatek pick over the weekend, and he didn't have him winning.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah.
Did Bob Miller have Maryland?
I always have Maryland winning.
Okay.
I'm a complete homer.
When Maryland plays Alabama, you have
Maryland. Upset right. Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be roll tide no.
All right. Yes, exactly. I'm not sure. I mean, it was a great win for Maryland, but I don't know if it says more about Maryland or it says more about Texas, the outcome of that game. I mean, Texas 2 years now. I mean, they had this new high-profile coach, Tom Herman, and they've started 0-1 the last 2 years with surprise losses to Maryland. So Texas comes here and they face a Maryland team in total disarray. I mean, again, full credit to Maryland and Matt Canada and the staff for being ready to go. And then they got off to a great start. They have a healthy quarterback finally, which they never seem to have. But man, if you're Texas with the Longhorn Network and all these supposed recruiting advantages in the state and the high profile coach, I mean, man, to start 0-1 2 years with losses to Maryland, that doesn't speak highly of your program.
Absolutely. We got to take a break. We'll have more with Greg Swiatek coming up after the news right here on Mid-Maryland, Talk Radio, WFMD.
The Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express, 836 at WFMD. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Greg Swiatek. We are talking about, let's get to the NFL. The Redskins and the Ravens both had to cut down to 53. They made those cuts and... Yeah, they made those cuts, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I don't foresee a great season from either one of these two teams, but I could be wrong.
The Redskins...
I hope I'm wrong at least about one of them.
Yeah, right. Of course, you want to see the Redskins that do well. So.
Yeah, of course.
Right. The Redskins, I just question how good they're going to be on offense. I mean, the running back situation was depleted by injury, and now they have Adrian Peterson. Their receiver situation, they brought in Paul Richardson, a good receiver, but now they're asking him to be like their number one receiver. I'm not sure that's the role he's cast for. So they need Jordan Reed to stay healthy. I just question how good the Redskins are going to be on offense and really defense, because their defense didn't look great in the preseason to me either. The Ravens have a chance to be better. They've improved their receiver situation with Michael Crabtree and John Brown. So Joe Flacco has some guys to throw to this year, But I just don't know how many top flight guys they have to compete with the likes of the Patriots and the Steelers and teams like that.
I gotta ask you a question, and this is not, I could care less about them, but other than the fact they're in the same division, is the Eagles naming Nick Foles as their starting QB?
Well, Carson Wentz isn't ready yet.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he tore his ACL. Toward the end of last season. So that's usually a full year recovery, and that's like pushing it. So, guys gotten back before the year, but it's really a full year to get back to get healthy, and then another year to get back to where you were. I mean, that's sort of how the ACL injuries have worked in the past.
But usually that's for different skilled positions, you know? I mean, linemen and
yeah.
I guess it's a little bit different. I would have thought for a QB.
Well, I mean, Nick Foles is a pretty good backup.
Super
Bowl MVP,
right.
Nick Foles,
yeah.
will be their starter on Thursday night against the Falcons. Yeah. So,
Real quick, keys, done for the season?
Yeah, they had a nice win yesterday. Colin Woody homered. They beat the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 2-1. And they closed the season, I think, with 65 wins, I want to say. I don't know the exact total, but somewhere there were 6 or 7 games below 500 for the season. So not bad. I mean, they were hoping for better. They'd like to get back to the playoffs. They've only been there once since their championship season in 2011. So a good way for the Keys to end the season. Their starting pitching has been great over the last 2 weeks. So that's a good sign for the Orioles farm system. Maybe they finally have some starting pitching. We'll see.
And they'll trade it away. Greg Swantek, Frontier News Post. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great day. It's the Morning News Express. Now let's get a look at your 9.